Are you counting?
This is the longest minute every month.
The last minute.
The rest of the minutes go by pretty fast. It is 6 p.m. on Monday, February 26th of 2018. We'll call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We will start with roll call. Nybert?
Here.
Noor?
Here.
Kornowski is here. Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Moving on to item number 2, modify or adopt the existing agenda. I move that we move item number 7 to item number 6 and the current item number 6 to item number 7 so that we can talk about the schools kind of one after another. And then we will also, or I'll entertain a motion to remove item number 9 as there's nothing new to report there. Yeah.
Okay. I move to approve the, or move to make the modification to the agenda as proposed.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So for the people in the audience, item number 9 is being removed from the agenda. The current item number 7 is being moved to item number 6. So the Buccaneers plan will be item number 6. And then the Webster Elementary School will be item number 7. Item number 3, minutes from January 22nd, 2018. If there are any changes, please mention them. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I looked at them before. I motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Minutes carry. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
Yeah, I have a few. First, I'll just take advantage of the audience we have here tonight and just mention our farmers market again this summer. Be starting June 21st. Going every Thursday after that until October 4th from 3:30 to 6:30 right outside here at the Boat Hall. The other item is there's a workshop being put on by the UW Extension for local planning and zoning officials. If any of you guys are interested, I'll be emailing the commission later as well, but if you're interested, see me. And then the last one, Angie, I don't know if I can put you on the spot, and if you want to mention the bike and walking survey that Bay Lakes is.
Sure. So the Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission has put together a bike and pedestrian plan, and primarily what is out for review right now is all the trails have been mapped, their locations, some access points all throughout the region, which the region covers from Florence County, following down along the coastline to Chippewa County. So that whole regional stretch, we have all the trails out on a GIS website. The link that went out, it's on the Facebook page for Alloway, and it went out in email to people, so you can click on that, take a look at those trails, and add any comments that you may have, any issues you've run into along trail, so that we can keep track of any modifications that need to be made or any recommendations that need to be made for those trails. Okay.
Done. Any other announcements from Plan Commission? Okay. Moving on to item number 5, public appearances. We will allow the public to speak to individual agenda items if you want to speak then. If you have any general commentary for the commission, you're certainly welcome to come to the podium now, state your name and address, and make your comments.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. Former coach
chairman of the bike bid committee. Item number 9 is going to be deleted, so I can't talk on that, which will be the zoning code rewrite, and together with the comprehensive plan update schedule, I would like to see a very close coordination. I think that this is the best committee that the village has, the most highly skilled committee that this village has had, and I would like to see you review all of the reports that have come on since the last comprehensive plan was made, and include with that, tie that into the new zoning code that's going to be coming out. Particularly, there's we've had 9 plan development PDDs, which is excessive, and we should have our zoning code should reflect our comprehensive plan, and since you're doing them both at the same time, I'd like to see this committee take a lead on it and help guide the contractor who is ever going to be doing it. So whatever plans that you have, and particularly along the riverfront, a lot of those developers would like to put big buildings on that aren't allowed under current zoning, and I think that they're planning on getting a PDD for that. And if a current owner would like to put up a 6-story building like they want at the Mariner, now's the time to let everybody talk and pull it all together. So it's a little bit of juggling, but I think that if this committee took the lead, we'd have something seamless so that when 5 years from now or 7 years from now, when the reformatory comes online, we'll have something that's good and working, and we'll be able to have a zoning code that everybody understands. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Chair, I believe that item number 9 will just be moved to the next meeting so we can discuss that then. So, Jim, if you want to come back a month, we can. So the new item number 6 is the next item, and that's action regarding approval of a site plan and design review for the Alloway Buccaneers Village of Alloway PHM Webster Park concession and storage building at 2111 Jordan Lane. Are there any representatives from the Alloway Buccaneers that would like to just come up and talk about the project? Or Trevor, if you want to give us some context first, or either way, it's fine.
We do have 2 representatives from the Alloway Buccaneers here, Paul Allenfeld and Rich Otravich. They're here to answer any questions that the committee might have. The Alloway Buccaneers approached us within the past year with the idea of working together on doing a renovation to the facility, the concession/park building at Webster Park. That building is about 70 years old and is starting to show its age. It is not constructed well for the current uses of using it as a concession stand, which the Buccaneers do during their season. So they came to us with an opportunity to work together on trying to get that building, utilizing what can potentially be used in the building, but doing a renovation to that. So.
My name is Paul Einwenfeld. I'm the president of the Buccaneer organization, and Rich is the contractor.
Could you just state your address, too? I'm sorry, just for the record, for the minutes.
Yes, Paul Eilenfeld, 3301 Camellia Court. Rich Otradovic, 3346 South Pine Tree Drive.
Thank you.
Can you use, I'm sure that people in the audience are using the microphone so that everybody can hear.
Okay.
Just so you
can. So, as an organization, obviously, we've been with Alloway for 40-plus years, and we've recently have continued to increase our enrollment, and we've had actually, over 100 families come through the program each year. along with bringing other clubs into the village and using the facilities. And we thought the village has always been really good to us in supporting us with a place to store things and moving our equipment and obviously using green space. And as an organization, we've kind of gotten our financial situation in good standing, and we would like, we're looking for trying to upgrade the facilities that we use continually, not only for ourselves, but to give back to the village. And through this, we've had people like Rich, who has a construction company, and others who are willing to support us in kind in trying to put this together. And because of what we've offered, they've decided they'd like to give back to us as well. So it's kind of a coordinated effort with everybody. The organization's looking to help fund some of this, as well as, again, people like Rich and others who would like to support through, again, construction and whatever else they can do. So,
thank you. Trevor, based on the staff comments on the site plan design review, is staff recommending the reconstruction of the access road, or would that be a village project?
I can answer that. That would be a village project.
Okay.
We've spoken to the public works director, and he does have that in his plans as a future reconstruction once following all the other projects that are going on in the area.
Sure. I was worried it would be a little heavily burdensome on the Buccaneers to reconstruct the road for it. Okay. Is it going to be brick facade? Is that...
It'll be a blend. We're going to add some black to match the newer proposed facilities that you're putting up, but then the new addition of it would be done in black to match.
Okay.
Is this this is a built? The Buccaneers are going to pay for it, and but the village is going to own it, right? I mean, how is that going to work?
We're still working on the financial aspects of it, but yes, that would be a village facility.
Okay. Correct. So the room that's there, would that be something that would be kind of like Green Isle Park, that the Buccaneers would have like first use of the building, but that other people would be able to rent it out too?
More than likely, that's been the discussions we've had with the Buccaneers, is that during off times when the football group would not be in there, that potentially use that as rental space.
Okay.
So at this point, it looks like there's some audience comments, so I'll entertain a motion to suspend the rules to allow audience comment.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Come on up and just state your name and address, and then you can make your comments.
I live for suspended rules. My name is Ed Keating, and I'm at 153 Brookridge Street. These are going to be two new buildings, then, is my understanding. Second,
Philip? Well, it'll be a new addition to an existing building, and then the existing building will be remodeled on the inside with some exterior facelift.
Is there any parking attached to any of that? There isn't now, is there?
No. But with the new parking that was going to be added by the school and let the street parking access, we're just going to leave it as is.
Right. Then my concern, especially during the football times, there's an awful lot of people who park on the lawn. It just doesn't strike me as a good thing to do for the lawn, but I'm not sure that there's any signage up or anything. So I don't know if there would be. I'm not sure where would people park. You know, they have to park a lot. There's not going to be anything adjusted for parking, right? So people would still be tempted to park on the lawn. Is that right? You think?
In discussions with the potential street reconstruction of the driveway there, we were looking at putting potentially some angled parking along there, as well as try to put curbing to prevent people from hopping the curb and parking.
Good. All right. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. If no one else would like to address this specific item, sure.
It wasn't covered. My name is Robert Ferguson, and I live at 2029 Jordan Lane, right on the corner by the park. And I would guess the security lighting will be there. Right?
Correct. Yes, there would be, I always get this wrong, dusk to dawn security lighting, typical with our other facilities.
Lighted up pretty good. No security cameras at this
point. Not at this point in time, no.
Okay. Yeah, I can, they really do park up, you know, when they park up the hill, if it's not wet, it's fine. But when it's wet, it's pretty. And you know, I've seen the games coming in there, and they park up there because a few of them park up there, and then the rest come. And you can look down the road towards the baseball diamond, and there isn't anybody down there parking the road. So I don't know. If it's even some cones, try to prevent them from driving up the walkway. And but that's another story here.
No, that's definitely something we can look into.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to return to regular session.
Did you want to? I saw you stand up before John.
Oh.
I just wondered if you wanted to speak.
I'm at Webster School.
Okay.
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 All right, move to return to regular session.
Second.
It's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're back in regular session. So it sounds like there's some concern over parking. I don't believe that that's tied to this project. Since it's more or less a facelift than anything else, it's not meant to maybe. Of course, you want to grow LA Buccaneers, but it's not going to automatically generate more traffic than already occurs there. So maybe that's just something we want to keep our eyes on for that facility. Maybe cones is a good idea at some point, or just until we figure it out. But that's definitely our cost if people are ripping up the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good point. Does anybody have any other comments or questions for the LA Buccaneers? Back here.
No, I mean, It looks good to me.
Yep. Okay. Well, I will entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the site plan and design review of the LA Buccaneers concession and storage building.
I'll second that.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So with that, we will move on to the two school-related items. So the new item number 7 is action regarding approval of a site plan and design review for Green Bay Area Public School District Webster Elementary School at 2101 South Webster Avenue. So sure, Trevor, you can kick it off if you want.
Sure. So this project is part of Green Bay Public School District revamp of their schools. They're adding about 6,300 square feet at the rear portion of Webster Elementary. It'll be adding a stage, a classroom, and a multi-purpose room, as you can see on the screen, to their existing gymnasium area. Other components of this project includes an additional 24 more parking stalls on the existing parking there at the end of Woodrow Way. There will also be redoing a portion of the existing trail that's coming up to make it more ADA compliant, and as well as some stormwater features. So if you're familiar with the park, you know that in the springtime, as with a lot of areas around the village, field in other areas can be squishy. So hopefully this will alleviate some of those issues. So there will be a dry water detention pond just to channel the runoff, and then it will connect to the storm along Jordan Lane. And then there will be, there also connect all the runoff collected from the roof will connect to the stormwater system on Woodrow Brokerage. Probably one of the biggest things about this project in Alpoa Ferial is the existing property line. The existing property line is down here for the Green Bay Public School District. It's shaded in purple here. But it extends down to Jordan Lane currently, kind of juts up and then comes down over here. With this addition, Green Bay Public School will need to encroach onto Village Webster Park property slightly. I have a graphic for that. But this orange line is faint, but that's the existing property line. And as you can see, they're coming in slightly. So staff recommendation, as well as in agreements with Green Bay Public School System, the thought would be to draw the property line straight across. Essentially, Green Bay Public School comes out with an acre and a half, and the Village Valley comes out with an acre. Just simplifies things, makes things a lot easier. Determining the property line, it's all public property still. It's just more or less just clarifying things. I believe we have someone here from Somerville that might be able to answer any technical questions further. A few of the questions came up at last planning commission meeting had to do with the sidewalk that's planned for the east side of Woodrow Way on the north section, and the potential conflict of students crossing the street here, right here at pickup and drop-off time. I spoke with Green Bay Public School, and they've agreed that if that it does become an issue, that they would have a crossing guard at that location. So
the sidewalk's going to be on the east side, and it would connect into that other sidewalk. Does that sidewalk up along the side that avoids the parking lot, is that connected to the school? Is there a door to go into the school there?
You're talking about right here?
Yeah.
I believe that does connect to the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that the kids could then avoid the parking lot altogether to be kept off. Okay. Another question that I had looking at this is the drainage seems to be right under the sidewalk that leads out to Brookridge. I'm assuming that's going to be something that's going to be like not like a big hole in the sidewalk or something, but that there would be, if there's openings, there'd be covers on it that could bicycle over or walk over. Because it seems like, just from the picture, it looks like there's going to be a big circle like a hole in the sidewalk, but I'm assuming that's just showing where it is and not,
correct,
that it's not going to affect getting through there.
Correct.
And then is the village going to be responsible for the drainage pond since it's on their land?
Or is
the school going to do that?
That is a good question. So the school, the new property line would be this line here. So, yeah, you're right, Becky. The dry pond would be on park property. The school district would install that and maintain the interior of that as part of that. Working on the easement agreement and everything for this at the moment. The school, I believe, as part of that agreement that we're working on, would be in charge of winter maintenance of this sidewalk as well as the one connected to Burbridge.
Is one of their two playgrounds being eliminated as part of this?
No. See if I have an aerial here. It will be, and Chris, maybe you can talk about this, the existing playground is being relocated.
Yeah, there's an existing playground that would be in the area of the potential parking lot right in this area. So they're suggesting of moving that then over in this area.
Is the tennis court, did the school district plan and keep, so is the tennis court belongs to the village now, is that going to then belong to the school district and they can do whatever they want with it then?
That is correct.
Okay. Do they, you know, if they plan on leaving that there or if they're going to take it down and do something else with it or?
They suggested potentially removing it and creating grass, level grass play space since they're losing some area for that.
We kind of covered the pedestrian concerns the last planning commission meeting, and I don't see anything that's strikingly going to stop this from moving forward unless anybody else does.
Do we want to open it up to the public?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll entertain a motion to suspend the rules while the public speak.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Just please state your name and address for the minutes.
My name is John Frester. I live at 2030 Jordan. That's the property adjacent to the property that's being swapped with the school. We are concerned about plans for park development, that the landscaping that will be going on will not detract from the value of my property, and that any potential parking lot or parking area that's going to be going in that area in the future would negatively affect our property values. The expansion of security lighting is a concern because every year there's more and more lighting in the area. The dentist office put in new lights recently, and then you can glare for 3 or 4 blocks away. And my wife and I are putting our property up for sale this year, and it will be available in spring. If the village would like to buy it for a park expansion or a neighborhood buffer zone for the parking lot, we're willing to wait the extended time for a government acquisition.
Yeah, this certainly isn't the board to determine that, but you can certainly contact staff and they can see.
The word is out there.
Yes, it is. Okay.
But the retention pond was the only surprise to me. I didn't see that in the other plans that I got.
It's going to be dry, correct, Trevor? Is it?
Well, it'll be dry most of the time.
Most of it.
Better than the gully that's being gouged right now from the parking lot. And what is that dotted line just to the side of the pond?
This one?
Yes.
I think it just denotes the edge of the area that they're working on. That it just shows the inside of that area is where the drawings were done.
You're right, yeah. This is construction limits.
Okay, and I did send a request to Brad that as long as the surveyors are out there, they can put pins in the corners of my property for extra definition. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on this item?
Mary Jo Nelson, 201 Brookridge Street. I'm just really concerned about that sledding hill. I hope there's a guarantee that that sledding hill is not going to be taken out. I don't know if you people know, but that was Clarence Matusik's brainchild years and years ago. He had it in, I think, Park Falls, where he used to live. They built one, so, and people use it all the time. So I hate to see it taken away for another parking lot. We lost the skating rink, which families used all the time. So I hate to see that go. And do we really need a mosquito breeding pond in the park?
Thank you.
My name is Ruth Falreth. I live at 153 Brookridge Street. So our house is the backyard is the Toboggan Hill, and I would also like to speak in favor of keeping that feature in the park. I'm also wondering about, will there be a definite boundary between the playground and the park? Will there be fencing?
Sure. Nothing's come before us regarding any kind of fencing between the playground and the park, is anything? Okay.
Kathy Gwynn, 2021 Woodrow Way. Something was mentioned with the sidewalk. I was just wondering if the sidewalk will still be going in along Woodrow Way, or if the walks now going from the school down to Jourdain are taking place of that.
The walks on Woodrow Way are part of the Seacross to School project, which is actually beginning this summer. So those would still be going in, from my understanding, right?
Which side of the street again?
Put me on the spot. I believe those are on the west side of Woodville.
For what side?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. On the south of the park by the fire station. On Woodrow, they're on the west side. East or north of the school, they will be on the east side. Does that make sense?
So between St. Joseph and the school.
And the school, it's on the east side.
On the east side.
Yeah.
Okay, and how far in will those be off the road?
That answer I don't have. I would suggest if you want to get in touch with either a public works director or a village engineer, they would be able to tell you that answer.
Yeah. And was that all approved and ready to go?
I believe so, yeah.
Thank you.
Can I do another?
Sure. Yeah.
Mary Jo Nelson again, 201 Brookridge Street. Where that retention pond is going, do you have to cut down some trees? A few nice ones in there. Okay. Because I noticed you just got an award for saving trees, some of which, no, it's not helping us in my state, but okay.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'd like the village and the school district to work together for a comprehensive parking plan to do whatever you can to enhance the value of the adjoining properties, particularly along Jourdain and the service road going in. So now's the time to plan the park. It, you know, the park's been that way since Clarence Matuszak was a little boy about 100 years ago. If you redo the park every, 60 or 70 years, this is the time to plan for the parking, for bike routes, for kids getting in and out, and to really take a close look at everything, not just piecemeal to put the addition on the building. It should protect the neighbors. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to return. It's a regular session.
On your motion.
Oh, sorry. Okay. To return the regular session.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're back in regular session. So if there are any additional comments around this plan, please state them now. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I do agree with Jim that the village and the school district really should look at the parking situation and being able to get in and out of, especially with the new sidewalks coming in, to just do kind of an assessment of when there's events, where are people coming from, where are they going, and why are they parking on the grass kind of thing, and that this would be the time now with all of this going on to just to look at that. I don't know if that would be something for the park committee to do, but I think that should be looked at, and I'm not sure that this is the appropriate place or time to do it, but I think that should be done. But I went over to the school yesterday and looked at the, and the addition itself doesn't, I don't see any problem with that, and, to put the new pavement in, or the asphalt's going to be pretty much the same as it was, and to take care of those drainage problems. I am a little concerned about just the amount of parking and the narrow the road and cars, but I don't think there's anything we can do about that at this point. But I think it's a good plan. I may not have any problem with it.
Is that a motion?
I don't know. I figured we were having a discussion. So if nobody else has any discussion on it, I would motion to accept the plan as presented.
Second that.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it's approved. Okay, so now we are on the real item number 8, action regarding approval of a site plan and design review of Green Bay Area Public School District Doty Elementary at 525 Longview Avenue.
Right, so this project's approximately 2,000 square foot addition to the entrance. If you're familiar with the building, it's squaring it off. This current entrance, it's pretty much squaring that off and adding an additional office and meeting room to help with security measures at Doty Elementary. They are doing some other interior modifications that will result in, I think, two additional window cuts, but for the most part, this is a pretty straightforward project. Timeline, again, is this summer for this one as well. So I think if you can see those two window cuts that I mentioned. I think they're taking two classrooms and making three out of them. And then this is from Longview. That's the addition they're going to be adding.
We don't have these elevations in our packet, right? This is what you're...
Right, you have? This is additional. I think in staff comments I asked for... elevations or building materials and architects were loaded in provide them.
Was the matching color, is that the plan right now? Or
Yes. And a representative from architects were loaded is here.
Okay. we have any questions.
This doesn't result in any loss of parking or anything, does it?
I think there's a few spots that, but again, I don't know, maybe Carl.
Is that any, I guess follow-up question, is that any concern? Is there any issues with the amount of parking they currently have?
I don't think so. I think they're currently have like 53 spots, I believe. Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of the other project.
It's not
all right, thank you. So is that a two-story school? Is the addition going to be one story or two stories? Just is
It'll
it going to go all the way up to the top, or is it going to be a lower?
It'll be a lower, pull that elevation back up for you.
Oh, okay.
So there's the roof line right there.
Okay.
Is this just for an entrance? Is that kind of the purpose? If you want to just step up. Just out of curiosity, not that it matters.
Yeah. Carl Winkins from 230 Berwyn Avenue from Architects Group Limited. What was the question again?
Is the addition solely for just a better entrance?
It's for a better entrance and the new school offices, the administrative offices. So two rooms on the left are the principal's office and the conference room and the reception area. So for security purposes, the students, after they're checked in and the doors are locked down for the for the daylight hours, the people have to go through that main office before they're allowed into the building, making a secure entrance.
Okay. Does anybody have any other comments?
Do we want to open for public comments?
Yeah, we certainly can. I guess I'll ask the public, is anyone here to speak on this issue? Anybody here to speak on this agenda item, if you'd like to speak on it? Okay. We're talking about the Doty Elementary School. Okay. Looks like a no. I don't have any other comments on this.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
All right. Move to approve the site plan design.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it is approved. We removed item number 9, so we'll go right to item number 10, the discussion regarding noticing requirements. Trevor, we kind of talked a little bit about whether or not this should come to the Plan Commission first or if it should go to the Village Board. We're kind of indifferent on it. I don't know that we have a problem with our noticing requirements. Are you looking at possibly casting a wider net, or
for the most part, everyone for all three of these projects, we kind of followed our standard operating procedure for noticing residents, with the exception of Webster Elementary, only because we knew that we wanted to cover the entire block of Woodrow on both directions, and so we notified, I think, 500 feet from the property rather than 200 feet, which is our typical norm.
Just a point on that. So what can happen with that is, and I've seen this before in a legal challenge, is that if you change one criteria for one project and not use the same criteria in another project, it can lead to the possibility of opening a hole in the way that you're notifying or noticing for all of your projects. So if you're going to do 500, do 500. If you're going to do 200, do 200. But don't deviate unless you... And that's just what I've seen in the past. And I'm fine with the wider net or the closer net. State statute is kind of what you always kind of defer to. So nothing wrong with that with advertising more, but we should just be consistent. That's all.
I did ask around some of the municipalities and what they do, and obviously for things like public hearing, we are required to do the 200 feet.
Right.
And that's things like rezoning, PDDs, and conditional use permits. For site plan review, we're actually not required to do anything. We just do it just as a courtesy. As what the pier does, they do pretty much their standard 200, but they actually go 300 feet. With the exception of site plan review, they don't do anything.
Sure.
Appleton, they do their standard, and they actually don't even have a site plan review process. Everything's reviewed internally by staff. And so I think as far as what we do currently, I like what we do. I do appreciate your comment on that because I did not think about that, about keeping it consistent. 200 feet is typically, one or two properties, so maybe we could cast a little wider net, but I don't know if necessarily you can go 500 feet every time.
Is it still certified mailing requirement?
No, just regular.
Just regular mail? Mm-hmm. So the cost isn't astronomical if we did cast the wider net. Is that codified, our noticing requirements for site plan review and for everything else, or are we just going by state statute?
Believe it. It mentions for the public hearings, it's in our ordinance as well, but that's also state statute.
So just public hearings is in our ordinances, not the others?
That's a good question.
It's just something to look at, because we might as well clean it all up if we're going to clean it up.
Yeah. The peer did comment that they said they only sent one letter, and it has all the meeting dates on it, rather than a letter every meeting. They said they changed from sending a letter every meeting to one letter with just all the meeting dates on there because they actually heard from residents, stop sending me stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess sometimes, you try to do something and it could be overkill or, so.
Well, I think maybe what we can do is we can table this until the next meeting when you have some more information on what our ordinances say and we can talk about it then.
Sure.
Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on to item number 11, discussion action regarding comprehensive plan update schedule. So we talked about this a little bit at the last meeting, about what we were going to do with the comprehensive plan, and when was the last time we updated it, and we thought that we were maybe a couple years out from having to re-update. Is that it? Or?
Right. Yeah, so state statute it identifies the comprehensive plan as a 20-year plan, and it requires an update every 10 years. And even from individuals I've spoken with from UW Extension or Department of Administration, update is not defined.
Mm-hmm.
It just says an update. So it can mean whatever you want. Back in 2013, we updated our comprehensive plan. I believe we adopted it in 2003. Then we amended it a second time in 2015 when we incorporated our corridor study. I don't know. Obviously, you can update it as much as you want. We're due to rewrite the comprehensive plan in 2023, and that would be a much more extensive public process at that time.
I guess as we're going through the zoning ordinance project, and if we start identifying things that we want to see in the zoning ordinance that are not in the comprehensive plan, then it's time that we did an update. Since the zoning ordinance is supposed to follow the principles within the comprehensive plan, if we find some conflicts over what we want versus what's there, then maybe we address it then.
Sure.
But unless anybody else feels differently about it, I don't know if we need to set a formal schedule for updating the entire comprehensive plan or updating it or anything until we have somebody in place for the zoning code rewrite, because that's going to be a kind of an intense project where I'm sure we're going to come up with some things that either are really good in the comprehensive plan or maybe aren't coordinated with what we want to see in the new zoning ordinance. So do we want to table that one too? Yes, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a comment, Jim?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I feel pretty strongly that you should update it. We have the ability to update the comprehensive plan on a minor scale every year because certain things happen when we do studies, when we do bike ped studies and we start announcing where we're going to be putting sidewalks. We've had complaints. In fact, it was just tonight that it was supposed to be public knowledge where all the sidewalks are going to be going in and what side of the street they're going to be on, but the people that are being impacted don't know about it. And what I've heard in previous meetings at Village Board is that he was in the bike ped committee or was in the Safe Routes to School plan 3 years ago. You should have known about it. So what I would like to see on an annual basis is if we're updating maps, you know, whatever it is, for sidewalks or for street reconstruction, just a simple addendum with to let people know that this is what the village is working on. And, for example, reconstruction of streets, new sidewalks going in, and what they're going to be doing along the river with, you know, the new housing and things down there. So things change. You don't have to rewrite the whole plan. You're allowed to update it annually with just a one- or a two-page update and just add your maps. But to have a single document and tell people they should look at the comprehensive plan and that will give them a good idea of what's going on in the village, yeah, I think is a pretty good idea. So just update it on a minor basis annually, and this would be a good time to do it. Thanks.
Thank you. Sure.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time or place, but as far as being notified, I was at the meeting, I think it was 3 years ago with the sidewalk, and I have not received anything since, and we're on Woodrow Way. I had called the village last year, the year before, because if they do put that sidewalk in, we wanted to widen our driveway. The driveway is horrible because people constantly use it to drop off and pick up their kids. So it would impact us, and it would impact us as far as what we need to pay for, if anything. When the letter was sent regarding this meeting, it would have been helpful to include the site plan, unless, you know, you need to go out and search for it to know what's going on. And for me to be here, I don't know if it was good or bad or if I'm just now finding out about it. But anything I have to say really isn't going to make any difference. So whether I'm here or not, I don't think it really matters, other than it's for information. It sounds like everything's pretty well done and over with, and it's the first I've heard they're adding on to the building, the school, and building something for the Buccaneers, and another parking lot's being put in. And I live a couple streets from the school, a couple houses from the school. It impacts me a lot, and I would consider selling now because of all the changes. So yes, it would be helpful if there's some communication along the way, if what we have to say makes a difference. If it doesn't, then you might as well just go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. But to me, the letter was a surprise. It would have been helpful to at least include the site plan, because what the letter said really was nothing other than there's a meeting. So that's my two cents.
Okay. We'll stay on course here with what we've got going. Any more comments on the comprehensive plan update schedule? Okay. Moving on to item number 12, report discussion, village projects and properties update.
A few projects. One, we talked about the zoning RFP that did get delayed a little bit just from as far as setting it out. I do plan on setting it out tomorrow and advertising it then. Just with certain all these projects that came up, things got pushed back. And then the building at 1825 South Webster that we mentioned a few months ago, we are still moving ahead with raising that structure or having it raised. Starting as early as Wednesday. Because it was the nature of the building, it was a financial office, there's some certain ways we have to go about handling the information that was left behind in that building, as well as any asbestos and other environmental abatement. It's a little longer process than we originally anticipated, but we're still moving forward. So, and then the third thing I want to mention was, obviously, I think everyone here has driven on Webster by the former BP gas station and seen that it's closed. QuickTrip has purchased that facility and plans on starting work in March and then opening in July.
Tobacco outlet or like a real QuickTrip?
This will be a full 7,000. That building is currently 7,000 square feet. They'll occupy the whole.
No more bait and switch.
Yeah. So they, if you've been in that station before, you know that only about half of that building was occupied. They're going to be looking at that entire footprint.
Sure.
Keeping everything the same, they will be removing the asphalt on the main area and putting down concrete, which is pretty standard in all their locations. So.
Do they own that lot behind that the other guy had purchased when was hoping to put, you know, the driveway in for the drive through? Do you know if that went with it or if he still owns that other?
He still owns that property.
Okay. And so that's not going to be part of it, and they're not planning on trying to put a driveway through there or anything?
No.
Okay, good.
What is that going to become? Okay.
Question?
Sure.
I'm just wondering about the curb driveway kind of built in next to the gas station for the credit union. Is that going to be stable? Is that going to be? Does QuickTrip know about that and acknowledge that? And, you know,
as far as I know, the existing easements are still in place.
Well, there'll be plans that'll come and more meetings on it. So,
thanks.
If there are any changes.
Well,
if they're building changes.
The same footprint and they're leaving the driveway the same, then it's just going to...
Then it won't. But if there are changes, then it'll be from the test. Okay. Item number 13, report discussion regarding standing committees. Anything new?
Two things. The parks. Obviously, you heard tonight about the park structure, so that was a big thing. And then for Historic Preservation Committee, I'll be announcing Wednesday night at our meeting that we received a certified local government grant to do the nomination work for the Robinson Hill Historic District, which is up on the north end of the village, the Derby area, Derby Jackson, Quincy area. So we'll be probably sending an RFP out for that later this summer. As you recall, the Miramar District, Miramar Drive, just became was just listed on the state register, and it's going before the National Park Service be listed on the national register. And that was our first historic district, and then Robinson Hill, if everything goes according to plan, that will be our second historic district.
Sure. Okay. Anything else from anybody else? Future agenda items. I think we decided we were going to move item number 9
table that till next meeting if there is an update. The noticing requirements, that's going to get moved to next meeting if you have something together. If you don't, it's not exactly on the front burner, I don't think, but unless you want it to be. And I think that's everything from this meeting that got forwarded on.
What about the comp plan update schedule? Is that tabled?
I think we're going to wait on that until we start with the zoning project so that we can kind of do it in conjunction if we come up with something. Does anybody have anything else they want to put on the agenda for next meeting?
I have one question.
Can it wait?
Just for the next meeting. Whether the noticing is on a centroid or if it's a buffer on the perimeter of the property. So is it a centroid of the property or is it a buffer?
What do you guys do?
It's a buffer.
It's a buffer?
It's property boundaries, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That being said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. There we go. All right, we're pretty light crew today, man.